TH, was it better in the past episode? And I'm looking at pictures from old Pompeii and other anything from old, old times. The art, handcraft, so I can flash them while I'm talking. Well, if you ask me, and if we look at how people lived and the things they made and the books they wrote and the poems and so on way back. And those cultures that we have largely forgotten of. Or maybe not even that far back. I think people were much more developed spiritually, you could say, the art, the beauty. Their writings were often beautifully crafted poetry. Going hand in hand with philosophy, wisdom. And their paintings and sculpture telling stories that resonated with the soul. Divinity being very present everywhere in their culture. The philosophers and scientists of the antique age, were profound. What to speak of even further back? The philosophers sitting on the banks of the Ganges in India, writing amazing scriptures on palm leaves. That you can still find today now online. Much the same as they were written then. Isn't that amazing? But we, people of this age, have set material comforts. And technological wizardry as a standard for what's good, what's highly developed. So the question, was it better then, or is it better now? May find its answer somewhere there. It depends on what you think of as better. And what's more important, I would say, is what we can learn. From the past. Because old and modern both are in the past. So how about this? We need to find a balance. As the wise have always been telling us. a technology economy and lifestyle that allows us, all of us, to live a reasonably comfortable and peaceful life. While still keeping our environment healthy. And ourselves too. An Indian holy man who came to the West in the 60s, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami, remarked can find a quote, or we just explain what he said. That you have created this comfortable lifestyle, but also have increased the complexity . In the old days, people worked mainly on the farms and with handcraft. Today, most people work to handle that complexity. As Henry David Thoreau said, simplify, simplify, simplify. And we could also learn what we seem to have lost or forgotten in our materialistic fervor, or what is the word? That happiness, the satisfaction we are looking for, the joy we're looking for, and the love we're looking for, is there in us. Know thyself, as the Oracle of Delphi, whatever the Delphi, famous Delphi writings say, learning from the past acting wisely in the present, and we can make the future bright. We can. That's at least the conclusion. We come to here. That could be the end of that.